Pull up a chair and get comfortable. It's time to talk about your federal benefits. Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators presents the FEBC Podcast with Elizabeth Inman and Brian Fentress.
Hello, hello. Welcome to our podcast. This is the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast. We are in the middle of talking about our postal reform that changes the Postal Service health benefit plan for postal employees. I wish, Brian, that there was some way I could increase the energy for this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of stuff to cover here, and unfortunately, it might be a little bit dry today.
I know. In fact, guys, I hate to say this, but you just need to buckle your seatbelt. This is the meat of postal reform for postal retirees. So if you're going to retire before January 2025, or if you're already retired, this podcast is the meat of everything we're talking about for the postal reform for retirees. Yep. Now, it's called annuitants, but if you're an annuitant, that means you're retired, or you're going to retire before January of 2025.
Yep, January 1st of 2025.
Thank you. Yep. And here's the deal, guys. This is the meat. So, and it's important. This is the biggest change that you've ever experienced since becoming a postal employee. And we're going to read it to them.
Yeah. I don't like to read, but it's super important, and we want to make sure that we don't miss anything when we give you this information. So we will read some of the points, and then we'll elaborate as we need to.
Yeah. Now, we did two podcasts, short ones. We try to keep these short. I mean, I watch podcasts, I watch YouTubes all the time, and I don't like long ones. I'm busy. I mean, and quite frankly, I speed mine up. I watch mine on 1.5 times the speed. We did those. We kept them short. It was kind of the intro. Both of those were intros leading up to today's podcast. Chances are it's going to be a little bit longer. I'm going to repeat it. We're going to read because this is the important stuff that you need. So it's going to be, it just is what it is, Brian.
Yep.
So let's get started.
Great. One thing, in case you do happen to miss something today, we can get you a copy of these fact sheets that we're actually reading from right here. These are official release fact sheets, and you can email us, elizabeth@febcnow.com. Go to our website, reach out to us there at www.febcnow.com, and we'll be happy to get you one of these as well if you need it.
Oh, by the way, who are you?
Yeah, I'm Brian.
Oh, Brian who?
Brian Fentress.
Oh, and I'm Elizabeth Inman. This is my son. He's my baby, by the way. All 6'3" of him.
Yep.
And we work at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. In fact, we own Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. Started that when I retired from the Postal Service. Love what we do. We're here to help, that's for sure, because I had nobody to help me when I got ready to retire. So here we go. We're going to share information with you. That's what we do best. We share information with you guys.
Yep.
Postal reform already passed the law. It's going to become effective January 1st, 2025. But you've got to be ready to make the selections, whether you're retired or you're a postal employee. Open season 2024. That's when you have to be prepared.
Yep.
Okay. So you ready? This is for annuitants, the retirees that's already retired or will be retired before January 1st, 2025. Okay, if you are an annuitant as of January 1st, 2025 and not currently participating in Medicare Part B, you are not, I repeat, you are not required to enroll in Medicare Part B to continue your health insurance coverage in the new Postal Service Health Benefit Program. Participation in Medicare Part B is voluntary. However, enrollment in Medicare Part B may reduce your overall costs for healthcare-related expenses and may provide a greater value.
So they're not going to require you, if you retire before January 1st of 2025, they're not going to force you into taking Medicare Part B is essentially what that's saying, right?
That's what that's saying. However, this is what I anticipate that will start happening. Present day, almost everybody that retires just retires using their federal employee health benefit plan and Medicare A A lot of people go ahead and take Part B because it results in no out-of-pocket expenses. No comparisons are necessary to do that. In the future, post January 1, 2025, we're going to see the majority of postal employees setting down with a Medicare specialist and having those comparisons done. That's what I anticipate happening.
I think so too.
Okay. All right. You're up.
All right. Your covered spouse and eligible family members will also not be required to enroll in Medicare Part B, even if they are age 65 or older. However, enrollment in Medicare Part B may reduce overall costs for healthcare-related expenses and may provide greater value.
Thus the need for the comparisons.
Yep, for sure. So a special note, if you're an annuitant as of January 1st, 2025, and are already enrolled in Medicare B, you are required to remain enrolled in Medicare Part B to continue coverage under the new Postal Service Health Benefit Plan. So that's important. If you have, if you're an annuitant today or before January 1st of 2025 and you have Medicare Part B already, you've got to keep it. You can't drop it at that point and then continue your federal coverage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let that sink in for just a moment. This is important stuff. Okay, moving on. If you're an annuitant entitled to Medicare Part A, typically at age 65 prior to January 1, 2024, and have not enrolled in Medicare Part B, you and your covered eligible family members may be able to participate in the special enrollment period, which is referred to as the SEP, special enrollment period, for Medicare Part B that starts on April the 1st of 2024. Those who enroll during the SEP, or that special enrollment period, will not need to pay the late enrollment penalty. That's big, that they're waiving those penalties. Eligibility letters will be sent to annuitants and eligible family members in early 2024. So you'll get a letter that will tell you about that special enrollment period that waives the penalty.
I'm glad we assigned that one to you because that was a tongue twister. I didn't want to have to say that one.
Well, I messed it up.
So that is super important because if you didn't enroll for Medicare Part B when you initially retired and say you're 68 now, what percentage are they going to save for those 3 years?
30%.
30% worth of penalties that they're now going to forgive and allow you to enroll during that special enrollment period. So you'll get that letter in the mail in early 2024. It's important if you get it, you need to either meet with someone to talk about the differences or sit down with your spouse and have a good plan as to exactly what you want to do.
And I have literally had people call our office asking that question that based on this information made that decision not to go ahead and enroll and pay those premiums now, knowing that that special enrollment period is going to waive the penalties for them so that they could enroll during that special enrollment period.
Yep.
That was a good decision for them to make.
It's a smart strategy. That's mm-hmm. part of what we do. And
that's right.
That's awesome.
That's why we're here.
Yep, for sure. Okay, so my next point. If you retire between October 31st, 2024 and December 31 of 2024 and are entitled to Medicare Part A, typically at age 65, you will have the option to enroll in Medicare Part B during a specific 8-month special enrollment period immediately following your retirement date. If you wish to enroll, you must contact the Social Security Administration to initiate enrollment if you're over the age of 65. So what they're saying is that if you retire between October 31st, 2024 and December 31st of 2024, you will have an 8-month window to sign up for Medicare Part B if you're age 65.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, just get ready. This is not going to be an easy period of time for you. I would recommend that you just get ready to make those phone calls starting at 6 o'clock a.m. because the phones are going to be jammed. You just might as well just get ready for it. Get ready to just be chilled out, ready to put your phone on speaker, and you're going to finish doing the dishes while you're on hold. It's just going to happen. They're going to have a high call volume, and the more you get your mindset ready for that, don't let it steal your joy. Just go with the flow, knowing that it's necessary and then it's going to take some time.
Yep, lots of people dealing with their benefits, and we all know how important health insurance and Medicare and everything is, especially the older you get. So,
yeah,
got to have some patience during this time for sure.
That's right. Okay. Oh, I'm up.
You're next.
I'm next. Okay. As a general rule, spousal and family members' Postal Service health benefit coverage is based on the primary subscriber's eligibility. You give me all the hard ones.
Yep. That was on purpose.
If the primary subscriber is not required to join Medicare Part B, neither will dependent family members. Likewise, if you qualify for the special enrollment period, so will your covered family members. So, wow, we didn't take so long for that after all.
No, that was pretty fast. I guess when we just read and she doesn't tell stories the whole time, we get through things a little faster.
Really? Well, we've got lots of stories we could tell.
Absolutely.
Because this is affecting people already. I mean, stress levels are already getting high, just people thinking about this. And we want to help reduce the stress levels. As the information comes out, we want to stay up to date and current on the information as it comes out. We want to share the information with you, and we'll continue to have these podcasts. We'll interject even in between podcasts as the information becomes public, and we'll just keep you informed through these podcasts.
Absolutely. And if you feel overwhelmed with all of this, I'm pretty sure they can reach out to us, right?
That's right.
So how would they do that?
They can call us. 918-396-5171. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. Or
our website, as always, www.febcnow.com. There's a contact us form in there that they can fill out.
You can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube.
Absolutely. Or if you prefer to do email, you can reach out to me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, with a Y, at febcnow.com.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
For that why.
I know. You named me.
And that's not all. You can subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. This is the way we share information amongst our friends, is just share the subscribe button to the podcast.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.